This was the first district-wide town hall meeting Democrat Bill Owens has held since he announced he would not run for re-election to his House seat. He began the hour with an overview of congressional actions, noting the debt ceiling increase, passage of the Farm Bill, and a resolution to the 2014-15 budget.
We will, of course, be going through an appropriations process during this year as we get ready for 2015, but things are lining up to work, I think, a bit more smoothly through the end of this year. It's a little unclear whether we'll move ahead with things like immigration reform, tax reform. Unfortunately, we still have some level of discord in that respect, but generally speaking, I think we've done some significant things in the last few weeks.
A recurring theme from a number of callers whose last names were not noted was the minimum wage. Ernie from Potsdam asked if there was any possibility of an increase passing in the House.
I think it's quite unfortunately unlikely in the House at this point. But, you know, some businesses are now starting to do that on their own.
Joe in Galway, are you there?
I would like to know why you're supporting the raise in the minimum wage and instead supporting a program where we support the people that are on minimum wage through better education, getting a trade, etc.
This has got to be a multifaceted approach. And I fully agree with you that we should be devoting dollars to training people for the jobs that are available.
Our next question comes from Danae.
In regards to raising the minimum wage, has there been any thoughts in regards to people that are already making that wage and how it's going to affect them? Are there any mechanisms in place that's going to increase everyone's income and not just the minimum wage?
People have thought about that, and what economists tell us is that this will cause those who are making the minimum wage, after it's been adjusted, to see their wages rise as well.
Several callers asked for help on personal or state-related items. Topics ranged from reforming the tax code, cross-border business, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, to food stamps.
Can we get the infrastructure rebuilt?
I support infrastructure spending. The CAMP proposal to retool the tax code includes over $100 billion for infrastructure spending.
Our next question comes from Linda in Greenfield Center.
I just wondered if there's been any more discussion about the unemployment extension.
The Senate has tried a couple of times to get a bill through, and I certainly support the extension of those unemployment insurance benefits, but I'd like to make that tweak so that we get people trained for the available jobs.
Several callers expressed regret that the Democrat will not return to Congress, including DeMilt from Potsdam, who pleaded with Congressman Owens to change his mind.
You have the characteristics, and it's really necessary in this government that's so polarized, like reasonableness and sensibility and saneness. And to lose that is tough thing to go through. So I wonder if you might reconsider.
Tough decision, and this was really a family and very personal decision. And I'm hopeful that whoever follows me will take that demeanor to Congress of listening and trying to be reasonable.
Constituents were asked two poll questions. 45% responded that the economy was the most important issue to the caller and their family. 31% said tax reform is the most important thing for Congress to address over the next several months. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.